The federal government's spending millions to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. Biologists worry Asian carp could devastate the lake's ecosystem. Recently, though, several carp were brought within sight of the Great Lakes, and biologists are happy about it. Chicago's Shedd Aquarium is on the shore of Lake Michigan. It's holding an exhibit of Asian carp and other alien invasive species. Curator Kurt Hettinger captured the aquarium's carp during a trip on an Illinois river.
They're literally jumping sometimes over the bow of the boat, sometimes like smacking into the side of the boat. I just looked behind me and I was amazed to see all these fish jumping in the wake of the boat. And to this day, I'm still stunned by this.
And Hettinger is more than just stunned. He's worried. Asian carp are an invasive species, basically pests that crowd out native fish. And that river where he caught them hooks up to Lake Michigan. Again, Asian carp haven't made it to the Great Lakes, but more than 160 other invasive species have arrived, and they're breeding quickly. One example is the zebra mussel. At first, scientists worried about how much money it could cost us. Zebra mussels multiply so fast they can block pipes that carry cooling water to power plants. But now we know the zebra mussel is disrupting the lake's natural food chain. In other words, invasive species are a huge economic and ecological nuisance. And that's why the Shedd Aquarium started the exhibit.
The public has I think, seen enough stories about the damages and the spread and the harmfulness, but those stories are not very often coupled with solutions.
That's ecologist David Lodge. He says the exhibit tries to show how people spread these species around. Lodge points to one exhibit tank. It looks like a typical backyard water garden. It's decked out with a small fish pond, water lilies, even a little fountain shaped like an angel. It looks pretty innocent. But Lodge says plants and fish you buy for your own water garden could be invasive species.
All those plants and animals that are put outside then have an opportunity to spread. Now, it doesn't happen very often, but with the number of water gardens, it happens enough so that they are a serious threat to the spread of species.
Birds or even a quick flood could move seeds or minnows from your garden to a nearby lake or river. The Shedd Aquarium's not alone in spotlighting invasive species. Several aquariums and science museums are also getting on board. For example, one in Florida shows how invasive species have infested the Everglades. Shedd curator George Parsons went far and wide for inspiration.
I was just in Japan last year when we were planning this, and I just happened to stumble across one of their aquariums, and they had an invasive species exhibit, except that they were talking about largemouth bass and bluegill, you know, something that is our natives. So it was kind of ironic to see that out there. It was kind of neat.
Like us, the Japanese take invasive species seriously. Back in 1999, the humble Midwestern bluegill created a national uproar. Turns out they had taken over ponds throughout the emperor's palace. And how did the bluegill get to Japan? Probably as a gift from a former Chicago mayor. Apparently, the mayor thought bluegill might make nice sport fishing in Japan. It was an innocent mistake, but it's just the kind of mishap biologists want all of us to avoid from now on. For the GLRC, I'm Sean Ali.